The Henry Morgan Show?
From Hollywood, Eversharp, manufacturer of Eversharp chicken injector razors and blades and famous Eversharp precision writing instruments, brings you The Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you very much. I would like to thank everybody in California who's written in for tickets and to say that I'm sorry that some of you have received no answer. I would like to explain to our Eastern listeners the reason for this rush to be in our studio. Suddenly, it's become much colder out here. Now, we're going to try something a little different this week. Last Wednesday, a number of people in the studio fell asleep during the broadcast. It's sort of true. So tonight, as an experiment, we're putting a few jokes in the script. Of course, if it doesn't work out, we'll go back to doing mystery shows. First joke. I have just invented a horse. This horse has two automobile power.
Oh, say, Henry, isn't that your friend from New York who just came in?
All right, didn't care for the joke. This horse has two automobile power. It's a very...
He's your friend from New York.
Thank you. Oh, yes, Gerard. Hello, Gerard.
Hiya.
How are you feeling, Gerard? Good?
Nah.
Feeling bad?
Nah.
How are you feeling? Trouble with you, kiddo. You're just sulking. Why don't you get out of that hotel room and look around Hollywood?
So I did.
Yeah?
So last night I went out of my hotel room on a street.
And?
There's a tough-looking cop on a street. Give me a look.
So?
So I went right back in my hotel room.
Well, Gerard, there are lots of things to do here. You can take a trip up a mountain.
That'd be crazy.
Why?
I got dizzy.
Well, you can't blame a mountain for that.
I'm not blaming it. I'm not going.
Gerard, it's just beautiful on top of mountains here. You can see the whole city. You can see your own hotel, clear as day.
Big deal.
Well, why don't you do something else? Why don't you go on a sightseeing tour? See the homes of the movie stars.
So I went.
So?
So what's to see? I went there in a bus there. The driver was hollering, the people were shoving, two babies was crying their heads off.
So?
So is that worth a dollar quarter plus tax?
Well, you must have seen some movie stars' homes. The driver must have pointed them out.
Yeah, he pointed out a house there. He says, Humphrey Bogart lives with Lauren Bacall there.
Say, that must have been interesting.
What's interesting? They're happily married.
Well, did he show you any other houses?
Yeah. So he showed a place there. He says Ingrid Bergman lives there.
So?
So if she doesn't live there, could I sue them? She doesn't live there. Because, listen to this. You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
So listen. You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Didn't you like my timing on the first one?
Anyway, listen. The driver there said this is Ingrid Bergman's estate, see? Now, would Ingrid Bergman have a flagpole and a cannon on her lawn? And trash baskets?
Oh, you must be wrong, Gerard.
Okay, I'm wrong.
I'm sure you're wrong.
Okay, it was Bergman's lawn.
Okay.
And I suppose she put up all those benches so people could sit there feeding pigeons.
You see any other stars home?
Yeah. We're going 50 miles an hour. The driver hollers out, there's Charles Boyer's house.
Well, wasn't that Charles Boyer's house?
I'll be fair, I don't know.
Why don't you know?
We're going so fast. All I saw was a couple garbage cans. Could be anybody. Well, heck, I gotta be going.
What's the rush?
I want to get back to that hotel room before that cop comes.
Okay, Gerard, see you around.
Likewise.
All over America, people are celebrating Be Kind to the Eversharp Chick Injector Razor Company week. It isn't a national holiday. It isn't even citywide. It's just for me. So I pledge myself to observe Be Kind to the Eversharp Chick Injector Razor Company week in the following manner. All day Thursday, I shall think only high-class thoughts about how the razor changes blades automatically. Friday, I shall observe as greater push-pull quick-quick day. Saturday, I'm going to a football game. Next Tuesday will be the last day of the week, and at midnight, Be Kind to the Eversharp Chick Injector Razor Company week comes to an end. At that time, we'll have a little ceremony in which I shoot the president of the company. This will bring the week to a fitting climax, and then the way will be open for the celebration of the following week, which will be known as Be Cruel to Coyotes week. It's sort of silly, but I hope you all can come. Never applaud on a commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very high-type act. Lorraine Burton and her partner, Dooley. Dooley's the first dog to have an Afro card of his own. Lorraine sings, and Dooley, well, I don't know. He didn't in rehearsal, but maybe if he feels it now. Dooley, a Cocker Spaniel, will sing Sugar Blues.
The March of Science. The story of great discoveries which have benefited mankind. Tonight we present the discovery of weather.
There was a time when we had no weather. No rain, no snow, no cold. There were no overcoats or umbrellas. The only man who wore an Adam hat was Adam. Without cold weather, no one would have invented steam, and Turkish baths wouldn't be investigated by the un-Turkish investigating committee. Without snow, Bing Crosby would be dreaming of a hot Christmas. It was different types of weather which inspired the writing of such great books as Storm Over Asia, Reap the Wild Wind, and The Reign of Queen Elizabeth. But how was weather discovered? What great geniuses of mankind first foresaw its possibilities? It was 320 years ago when the whole earth was always covered with sunshine and our planet was then known as California. It was a great year for science, the same year that Absalom Buckshot wrote a song while lying in bed, thus inventing sheep music. In a remote part of California, three Indian tribes, the Anaheims, the Azusas, and the Cucamongas, were using their primitive knowledge to try to bring forth different forms of weather. Several wise medicine men of these tribes meet to discuss the problem of the endless sunshine, which was making the redskins so redskin. I am Rainmaker, and I say to other medicine men, I say, how?
How?
What your how mean?
How you mean?
How you mean what I mean? I mean, how you mean when you say how?
How I know. All I know is, how is idiomatic expression employed by Indian type people?
Well, everybody talking about sun. Sun kill 'em corn, kill 'em wheat.
What else kill 'em?
Kill 'em conversation. I go now, make water come from sky. Me, big rainmaker.
Me, big snowmaker. Who your friend over there?
Him, big shoemaker. Him name, Chief Brown Cow.
How, fellas?
How now, Brown Cow? Brown Cow, me want you meet my friend, Chief. Make him water come from sky and make him golden wheat grow big, strong, and tall. Make him golden corn grow big, strong, and tall. That his full name.
How, Chief, make him water come from sky and make him golden wheat
grow. All right, break him up, break him up. Now, me, Rainmaker, I go make rain.
Okay, I go make him snow.
Okay, me go make him too.
What you go make him?
Me go make him umbrella. And so, these two great medicine men, consulting with each other, by putting their scalps together, dozens of them, used their knowledge of nature and primitive magic to create rain and snow. And by the use of tom-toms, they sent messages to each other about their progress.
What Chief Snowmaker say?
Him ask if you got him rain.
Tell him no. Why so long, tell him no?
Me entitled to 10 words. I ask him if he got him snow.
What him say?
Him say, getting dark, turning cold.
Maybe tomorrow gets snow.
No. He say, tomorrow fair and dusty.
What him say now?
Him pause for tom-tom identification. Now him say, compare, comparison proof. Use ever sharp poison arrows and you use the finest.
You know, Chief Snowmaker, great man. He no got him snow, but he got him something better.
What?
Got him sponsor.
And so these Indian tribes, struggling valiantly against nature and using all of their great folklore, contributed absolutely nothing to science. Thus, 100 years later, it was left to a young French scientist and his wife, Monsieur and Madame Laquelle, to discover weather. In their small laboratory, they conducted their historic experiments.
Lorraine.
Yes, yes.
A little more champagne?
Working in the laboratory several hours later, Monsieur and Madame Laquelle are busy over their chemicals and test tubes.
Now, to get water from the sky, we need the water, and water is H2O, right?
My darling.
Kiss me. Now, I take this test tube and fill it with H2O.
Water!
Right.
Kiss me.
Now, we know from our scientific research that all the water in the sky is in the Big Dipper, right?
Right.
Now, all I have to do is to make the water in the Big Dipper spill over the earth.
But, Pierre, how you are going to do this?
Kiss me. Well, we try again. Now, I take this tube of the test and I put in it this gorgeous Chartreuse capsule. It's gorgeous.
What is it, Pierre?
Who cares? It's gorgeous. Voilà.
Look, Pierre. It is getting dark outside. Why is this?
I do not know. Maybe it is because of the capsule I put in the test tube. This gorgeous capsule can change the weather.
Yes. Do you know what you are saying?
No. Now, I put this gorgeous lavender capsule in the test tube.
Yes. It is getting darker. And the big wind is blowing.
I cannot believe it. As a man of science, I say the Chartreuse capsule could not turn the world dark and make the wind to blow.
Then what did it?
It was the lavender capsule. Did you say something?
Nothing.
You are sure you did not say something?
Yes. As Madame Latène, a woman of science, I will tell you what made that noise.
What did, Lorraine?
Oh, love. Kiss me. Look, Pierre. Look. The water, she's coming down from the sky. We did it. Our great love has changed the weather. What shall we call this water coming down?
I shall call it after you, my Lorraine.
And so... it became known as Lorraine. In English, the rain. And to this day, when Frenchmen see all that water coming down from the heavens, they turn to each other and say, Lorraine Lattel. And so... and so today... rain and other forms of weather have become an accepted part of our everyday life. But what of the future of weather? What new uses will mankind make of changes in climate? We are fortunate to have in our studio tonight the famous European meteorologist who has made a detailed study of evaporation, precipitation, and Grand Central Station. Dr. Heinrich von Morgan is the author of such distinguished works as Quither Weather, Quither, and the famous bestseller, Wet Socks in the Sun. Good evening, Dr. Von Morgan.
I'm so sure. Recently, I published a pamphlet in writing about wintertime. It's cold there, and I'm very fond of the bicycle.
Bicycle, doctor?
Yeah. A bicycle means two icicles. Actually, of course, one icicle is really a monocycle. This is half a bicycle, but it don't come out that way. I published a pamphlet on this whole question.
Well, then, a tricycle is three icicles?
Don't be ridiculous. A tricycle is for little boys and girls, a centipede.
No, doctor, no. A centipede has 1,000 legs.
100. If it has 1,000 legs, it's a millipede. But you are thinking of it as a velocipede. This is a tricycle.
But you just said that a bicycle...
Ridiculous. I published a pamphlet on this whole question. Later on, we have... Say, let me inquire you something. What is a little pump?
A little pump?
Yeah. P-U-M-P. Now, I know that a lambkin is a little lamb, so I've seen some verse about a pumpkin. So what's a little pump?
Well,
never mind what it's got to do with climate, nothing. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, for this subject, let me recommend on you a couple books. There's a book by Pabst, a book by Schlitt, and one by Carter Blanca. And myself, I have published a pamphlet on this old question.
Doctor, the constellations like the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper affect weather, I understand. Incidentally, is there a basic difference between the Big and Little Dipper?
Oh, sure, yeah.
What is the difference?
The Little Dipper is bigger.
Well, then, why do you call it the Little Dipper?
What I should call it, Tallulah?
Well, anyway, Doctor, we have one final question. Can you tell us, in scientific terms, the effect of the Gulf Stream on the land around it?
Yeah, it makes it very soggy.
Thank you and good night, Dr. Von Morgan. Science marches on!
Tonight, Bernie Green has put together the music from an old story, Scheherazade. It seems that a sultan was no longer in favor of women and decided that after every marriage, he put his new wife to death. Then he married Scheherazade, and she started to tell him a long story. It took 1,001 nights, and it kept him so interested that he never got around to having her killed. She started her story with the Monday afternoon episode. The cast included Akbar Ben Akbar, the Mad Arabian, Nellie Ben Akbar, his mad sister, and Big Ben Akbar, an infidel dog. In those days, they had plenty of infidel dogs, but no Scotch Terriers or Spaniels.
Thursday, Omar is busy making tents and trying to get a war contract from the Arabian army. Meanwhile, he writes a poem for Nellie Benekbar. A loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou. Second verse, a jug of wine, and thou. Third verse, a jug of wine. Fourth verse, another jug of wine. Fifth verse, well, just one more small one. Abu Ben Adam is asleep dreaming. The caliph has put Nelly in jail and the muezzin has fallen off his minaret and busted his arm. Meanwhile, Ali Ben Ali is on trial for his miserable life. Allah ilala Muhammad Rasulallah. What will happen now?
Heard the first four episodes of that thrilling serial story, The Thousand and One Nights by Scheherazade. That leaves 997 episodes to go. For the conclusion, listen in again on July 19th, 1962, for the final episode of Muhammad's Other Wife.
Mister, think this over. If you put new white wall tires on a 1917 car, you'd still chug along in 1917 style, right? And no matter what make of blade you use in an old-fashioned razor, you still get old-fashioned shave. If you really want better shave, smoother, safer, quicker, more comfortable shave, don't just switch blades. Switch to a really different and modern razor, the Eversharp Schick Injector. The Eversharp Schick Injector outmodes, outspeeds, outshaves any razor you've ever used. It's made differently, handles differently, shaves differently. And man, what a difference your face feels. Cleaner, cooler, more refreshed. Try the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor for 1 week. See for yourself. No blades to unwrap, nothing to take apart. It's the world's only razor with automatic blade changer. Just push, pull, click, click. Out goes the old blade, in goes the new. It's $1.75 value, special. Now, only $1.25, complete with 20 blades.
Special, now, only $1.25, complete with 20 blades.
For the shave of your life, the rest of your life, remember, push, pull, click, click. Change blades that quick. That's Eversharp, Schick.
And now it's time to look in again on Joe and Henry, two big advertising men who are responsible for the commercials you hear on the radio and the advertisements you see in the magazines. We find Henry in the game room of his palatial home, surrounded by the trophies he has shot. Joe enters and they greet each other in the peculiar jargon of ad men. Push-pull, Henry!
Quick, Joe! Well, certainly is good to see you.
Why?
You got me there, old man.
Say, that's certainly a nice collection of heads you've got on the wall. What's that one on the corner there, huh?
You remember the Happy Exterminator radio program? That's the comedian.
I thought he looked familiar, yeah.
Yeah, it's got him last season. If you stand a little to one side, you can notice his low hooper.
That's ghastly, isn't it?
Yes, have a spot of whiskey, Charlie. You'll find the bottle over there on that target.
On the target?
Yes, I always keep my red eye on the bullseye.
Why, Henry, this whiskey is none other than genuine old Rum Dum.
Yes, old Rum Dum has aged 20 years, and it'll do the same for you. So remember, when ordering old Rum Dum, always insist on substitutes.
Say, Henry, your teeth look wonderful.
Yes, indeedy. I'm using that new two-time toothpaste. It costs twice as much, but it's worth it. Get teeth twice as bright.
Well, how does it do that?
You use twice as much.
And your hair looks wonderful, too.
That's because I use Wonderful, the new shampoo. It gives my hair this wonderful luster, sheen and glow, and removes dandruff. That's why my hair looks so good. Besides, it's a toupee.
Well, Henry, I must be running along.
Have a cigarette before you go. It's a Magneto, the only cigarette containing iron filings.
Oh, what are the iron filings for?
They're magnetized by your bridge work so the butt won't fall out of your mouth.
Well, thanks, Henry. Push, pull.
Quick, Joe.
For school, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, and business gifts, remember, the best gift of all is an Eversharp CA pen. Has foolproof 1948 cartridge with triple ink supply. The Eversharp CA pen, formerly $6.95, now only $3.95.
Morgan will be on the same corner in front of the cigar store again next week at this time.
Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chick Injector Razors and Blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week, when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. This is Jay Stewart saying goodnight for Eversharp. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.